Yes, this is clearly coming to crisis point at this point in time, despite the fact that local hospital management have identified the need for a second consultant endocrinologist and the need for a diabetic nurse specialist and a diabetic dietitian. The business case still hasn't been prepared and hasn't been submitted. And to make matters worse, what we are about to see in the next number of weeks is the stepping down from their position of the part-time consultant in Sligo, which offers the service to children with diabetes in Donegal. And we understand that there hasn't been an application for that position to be filled. So this is going to lead to a further crisis than what we already have. And we know at this point in time that of the nearly 7,000 people with diabetes in the county, 700 adults with type 1 and 6,500 adults with type 2 diabetes, we see that they are waiting 20 months for repeat visits, and even urgent cases are taking up to 6 weeks to be seen. So there is a clear need for the HSE to approve these positions and posts as quickly as possible.
But of course, this isn't the first time you yourself have raised that this issue and issues like it, and you're saying that effectively your pleas and calls have fallen on deaf ears.
Well, that's very clear, and I've been speaking about this on Highland Radio before. I've met with the hospital management in relation to this. We've been raising it with the minister. I had the opportunity to meet with those campaigning on the front line for increased diabetic services in Donegal just in the last number of weeks. And, you know, as bad as things were during that point when I was doing all of this, things are going to get worse. It is now a matter of days and weeks before a consultant is going to leave their position. This consultant provides services to our children with diabetic, who need diabetic services in Donegal, and there is no replacement. You know, this is going from bad to worse, and I can't understand why the HSE still hasn't finalised the business plan for something that they've identified for a long time now, which is the second consultant post, the diabetic nurse specialist and the diabetic dietitian. And I still don't understand why the HSE, knowing that a consultant is about to leave their position, haven't been given ample notice of that they have not approved a full-time position to take up their workload.